This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
iPad tipping. That's right. You've seen them. A lot of these restaurants now have this iPad you go up. And I've seen them in multiple places, even some nice restaurants. And it's just an iPad. When I say nice restaurants, I'm talking about like you over the counter, you order something kind of nice, and they say, here's, like, say you go into a Dunkin' Donut as an example. They don't have it there, but you'll get my point. And you say, yeah, I'd like a raspberry, this, that, and the other, and they bring it to you. And then they stick this iPad thing in front of you, and it says, you pay, you know, it's $7.83, and then it's got across it this big thing, 15% tip, 20% tip, 25% tip, or whatever you want to tip. And the person's standing there looking at you. Now, I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm like, why should I tip you? You did your job. You didn't go make it in front of my eyes and say, let me show you the craftsmanship that goes into your blueberry donut, Kevin. No, you reached back into the thing. You took some tongs. You put it into a little bag. You handed it to me, which is your job. And it's got a tip thing on it. What are you talking about? There's a Chinese restaurant I go to. It's a you know, people just go through the line. It's like a mall. You know, they got the little plexiglass thing. You go, okay, I'd like that one with rice and a little bit of vegetables. And egg roll, and they just go down the line. They give it to somebody else. That person rings you up and gives you the thing and says, hey, you want to give me 25% for this already overpriced meal that you're getting? No, I'm not giving you anything. Why would I tip you for doing your job? And here's my point. This is the point of Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's a Kevin Jackson show, KJRadio.com. We're asking for things to be so easy to where people expect to be tipped for doing their job. Look, if you have to do something special for me and you want 25% or whatever, I'm happy to do it. I'm not happy to do it necessarily, but I'm saying 15%, if it's the bare minimum as a waitress, it's going out doing, delivering and all that, and I understand the job. 20% if you do well, and I'll go 30, 40, 50% if you really knock my socks off. I'll just say, you know what, I'm feeling magnanimous, bang, here you go. But if you just hand me a cup of coffee, like at Starbucks, and you think, okay, oh, I hate to say it, but yeah, occasionally I do go there. But you think you're going to hand me that, and I'm like, oh, geez, let me leave you 85 cents or 17% of what I just paid for this stupid cup of coffee, you're out of your mind. No, I want my change back. Anyway, Mina Demian frequents a Stanford, Connecticut cafe where he orders a cup of strong coffee for $3. But it comes with a splash of guilt. I'm reading this story. The clerk swipes Mr. Demian's credit card, then swivels the store's iPad around. There's an uncomfortable pause. Prompts on the screen ask the 33-year-old HR recruiter to sign his name and pick a tip. A custom amount or no tip. Now, here's what's interesting. I have no qualms going no tip. I've watched you make my cup of coffee. It isn't like, you know, you're like, I'm worried about you spitting it or you stirred it with your finger that you just, you know, play with your bungee hole with or something. No, I watched you make it. Give me my coffee so I can move along. You don't deserve a tip for something, an item that should have cost me 80 cents to begin with, and I'm paying you $3 for it. It isn't going to happen. But here's what we've become accustomed to. We've become accustomed to, as Americans, for overpaying for stuff and then tipping people who've done nothing in order to help us. Now, I think it's a systematic thing that, it's, you know, with us, unfortunately, where we just kind of have gotten used to the idea that, you know what? It's going to cost a little bit more. You know, by the way, that person didn't do anything to deserve it, but let's give it to them. We've been conditioned to do this. I couldn't see the rest of the articles because you got to pay now to go to the whatever, Wall Street Journal or New York Times, whatever. No, I'm not paying. But it did spark, not outrage, Because I'm not outraged. There's an old saying in sales, if you don't ask, you're not going to get it. So I appreciate them asking. But equally be appreciative of me saying head to the no. I'm not tipping you for something I've overpaid for and that you offer me really nothing new. I remember the first time I went to a restaurant that said mandatory tip, no matter what. And it was in New Orleans. I was with a group of friends. We went mandatory tip. So it was mandatory 18%. Worst service ever in my life. The girl was late. She'd get to the table. Was like, you know, we were there for 20 minutes before she finally acknowledged us and brought us water. And it was packed, man. It was, I don't remember what was going on. It wasn't Mardi Gras, but it was packed. So, and we waited to get in, get seated. It was six or eight of us. And we're sitting there. Took them forever just to get us water. Then forever to bring some bread. And then forever to order our drinks. And then the girl comes up and she's got an attitude because we're going, look, what's the deal? Hey, look at the time. We get it. It's busy. Come back with a smile. Say, hey, guys, it's really busy right now, but is there anything I can do? Let me get you some more of this or that. Yeah, give me some customer service. Nope. Jesus doesn't care. So anyway, at the end of the night, the meal's, you know, late. Everything's late. We spent an hour and a half longer in this place than we should have. They bring the bill, and it says mandatory 18%. And I immediately went, oh, heck to the no. So I said, I need to see your manager. You know, okay. They bring the manager over, and he's telling me, well, you know, you have to understand that, you know, people don't always tip and all that. I said, hey, look, I get it. I don't understand it, but I get what you're trying to do here. But here's my problem. Your waitress sucked. She was horrible. I understand it's a busy night, but she in no way made us feel like we were special in any way. We felt we're tipping her for a crappy service. What kind of lesson are we really giving here? So here's what he says. Well, okay, I'm going to go ahead and waive it this time, and I hope you guys take care of it. I said, we'll tip her, but I'm not tipping her 18%. She didn't deserve it. I'm not tipping. So we tipped her like 10% and everybody took off. Now, you can say, Kevin, you were being mean. I wasn't being mean. I was just saying, look, enough is enough. When do we as a consumer get to go, I'm not going to, you know, I mean, we should as a consumer. So here we have these kiosks practically, these little, you know, standalone little restaurants. And they're just serving you up the stuff the way they have to do. It isn't like it's already prepared and they want a tip. Yeah, I get a tip from me. My tip is, listen to the Kevin Jackson radio show, and you can get some really good advice, and it'll teach you how to straighten out your life. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here. KJ Radio.
This is the Kevin Jackson radio show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Boy, I tell you what, that Donald Trump, he did something crazy again. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Before I get into that, there's a gentleman who listens to the program, and he says, Kevin, why do you give out the phone number when you never take phone calls? So let me just assuage this particular guy's issue. First of all, I'm on what's called satellite. So different people get the show at different times. So that's issue number one. Issue number two is we don't have a phone system that allows you to call in necessarily during the show where I can take it unless you're going to do it on Skype. And it takes a little bit of coordination. So I choose not to do it. It's really that simple. I just said, it's too much of a hassle. Now, if you prearrange to call the show, I will have you on the show at the time of the show. That's how I do my guest. But I haven't had my guest on for a while just because, again, coordination. Move studios, lots of other hassles, too many things going on to worry about the blocking and tackling. And the fact is, we are too busy, unfortunately, and don't have enough support financially or otherwise in the way of people that want to help out. So I just choose to take the path of least resistance. It's a lot easier for me just to talk to you guys than to worry about taking phone calls. I give out the number so that the people who call can get on the show, and I play your stuff on the show. So the guy goes on, and I'm not getting after him. I kind of am because of the way his message is. Because he leaves other messages that says, I love the show, blah, blah, blah. And then he tells me, I've been in radio for 100 years, and you're doing a podcast. It's available on podcasts. What's the difference? There are people that broadcast and they do a TV-like show. Do you call that TV? Do you call it radio? Do you call it a podcast? Give it whatever name you want. I'm on the market. I'm on from 12 o'clock to noon. You know what I'm saying? Noon to 3 in most geographies. Now, I don't know when you get the show. That's not my determination. So, you know, this idea that you're giving out the number, I can give out the number, I cannot give out the number. You want to contact me, contact me. But don't, you know, send me a message. What's going on with your show? Your show is just that or the other. You know, don't be the crotchety old dude, you know? If you enjoy the show, enjoy the show. I don't care what you call it. Call it podcast, modcast, bobcast. I don't really care. What I care about is that you spread the word about the show and you move on. It's really that simple. In any case, you can call the show, 844-551-8255. It bugs me when people get so caught up in technicalities. You know, let me put it to you this way. There's a big potential for us to do some things in radio. A radio network called me to do some stuff. They have not responded back. They may be flaky like many of the others, but if it goes down, it'll be huge. If it doesn't, I'll continue to do this as long as it is feasible for me to do it without taking a lot of guff. If you like the show, you better let me know. And I'm not being ornery about it. I'm saying because I flatly don't have to do this. This radio show does not make me one dime. It cost us over $2,000 a month to do this show. That is the honest to God truth. So if I were smart, I'd be putting a thing on my radio page that says, please donate, please help, you know, whatever. And by the way, we do send those out to some of our big benefactors. There are people that do offset the costs of my operation. But mostly it's me. It's me going out there generating my own dollars. So anyway, I just wanted to say that because I keep getting this note from this guy going, what's going on with your show? I want to call in live. Well, you can't. You can't. Unless you prearrange it with me, you're not going to call the show, quote, live. You'll call the show. I'm happy to have you on. I'm happy to have anybody on. But you got to prearrange it because it takes more orchestration than normal. I don't have a phone bank. My producers aren't sitting around going, hey, Kevin, it's Bill calling from Texarkana, Washington, or whatever. No, I don't have that. I don't have that type of show. And I've always said, and this is the way I did my show years ago. I said, I don't care if I don't get a single caller. I have to be able to carry a show, a three-hour show, with nobody calling in. And I use that as my crutch because I was so dependent upon callers when I first got started. I would be like, nobody's calling. Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do? And then, no offense, callers, they take you, hey, Kevin, I just wanted to tell you, you know, I was hanging out with Edna the other day at the grocery store, and we heard your show, and, well, you know what? You suck, man. Whatever. They take you off your game, like I just did right now. I took myself off my game. Because what I wanted to talk about is Donald Trump doing this heinous thing of removing us from the INF treaty with Russia. Yeah. See, the Russians have been violating the INF treaty, with its mobile ground launch intermediate range nuclear missile system that can strike targets in Europe. Now, they denied the claim, and National Security Advisor John Bolton said he's going to go to Russia to discuss it. Well, in the meantime, President Trump said, and he said this over the weekend, he says, look, we're leaving this INF treaty that was supposed to be followed by everybody because the Russians aren't following it. Now, of course, the Democrats are up and, what are you talking about? We cannot be violating a treaty. And Trump is saying, really? So we have a group, the other side of the treaty, that is in violation of the treaty. And you want us to remain in the treaty. How stupid is this? Now, this is what you call, this is what I love about Trump in terms of being a pragmatist. I know exactly what he's saying. It's like, two people agree to something. The one group says, or one person says, okay, well, I'm going to violate the agreement. And when the other person says, hey, I want out of the agreement, then he's attacked for saying, you're violating the agreement. That's leftist logic. This is why we got to keep these people as far away from politics as possible. Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev ratified that treaty in 1988. It was supposed to eliminate short-range and intermediate-range nuclear and conventional missiles by both countries. As Trump said, Russia has not unfortunately honored the agreement, so we're going to terminate the agreement and we're going to pull out. Period. If you're going to have an agreement, both parties have to act in good faith in that agreement, or you have nothing. This is the same with all of our trade policies. This is the same with our tax policies. Donald Trump summed up what we've been witnessing for decades in politics with these feckless leaders, these people that do not care about anything except staying in office. Russia's violated the agreement. We're going to let them do it. And, we'll give them some harsh words. And then, we'll see what happens. And Obama, for 8 years, look, what has he done? Think about what Obama did in Russia. He let them invade Ukraine. He let them take over Crimea. He let them essentially gangster. They were, essentially performed as gangsters with Europe, with their oil and what have you. He let them enter into agreements with Germany and other places in Europe to supply more oil, as we're supposed to be mortal enemies with them. And then he's meeting with Medvedev saying, look, when I'm reelected in 2012, I'll have more wiggle room to give you even more. And when Trump comes in and says, enough's enough, where he chastises Germany, says you can't be buying fuel from them, your oil and gas from them, and I'm getting out of this treaty. What a president.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump has threatened to send the military to the southern border between the United States and Mexico, and Mexico has asked for the United Nations assistance as a migrant caravan gets closer and closer to its border. Scott Luck is with the Border Patrol. He says there's certainly been an increase in families trying to cross the border illegally.
It has been an unprecedented number of folks coming across the border in family units, which gives us the indication, steady rise since July gives us indication that we need help from Congress right now.
The Justice Department has charged a 44-year-old Russian with interference in the 2018 midterm elections. In the criminal complaint, she was charged with conspiracy to defraud the United States for taking part in a scheme to spend in excess of $10 million in the United States to sow division and discord in the U.S. political system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Man, the left are so predictable. They so want to put this WAPO journalist, I think he's a Saudi citizen, they want to put this on the back of Donald Trump, and they think that what they're doing is going to ruin Donald Trump's chances of real, you know, or the Republicans' chance. What's he going to do about this situation with Saudi Arabia? I mean, I Axelrod quote, did a tweet. He's worked for Obama. He was Obama's henchman. And he did a tweet, something along the lines of, the Saudis have offered all kinds of excuses about, you know, the treatment of this guy, Khashoggi. And Donald Trump better, you know, all the media, he better do something. This is a citizen of the world, and what's he going to do? How's he? And then they're implying he can be bought by the Saudis. And then they're going back and they're looking at the big deal that Donald Trump did, $350 billion purchased by the Saudis of equipment. And they're saying, well, it's really watered down because it's not technically this much or that much. We have that clip. So let's play that clip. It's only $28 billion away. Let me tell you. If Donald Trump got a $350 billion deal from the Saudis, you better know they're going to spend it. And for the record, if they don't spend it, Donald Trump can easily look at our trade deficit with any country and go, don't worry about it. We'll make it up, baby. We will make it up. There are plenty of people to take our weapons. But here's a CNN's Avalon explaining about this WAPO journalist, because they need Trump to eat this. They need something, because what's going on with the caravan? Mexico has cracked down on them. What's going on with Stormy Daniels and the Me Too movement and Kavanaugh's accusers and all the other stuff that they've been wanting to, you know, the meet, all that stuff. I said Me Too already. Anyway, what's going on with that? Nothing. They've got nothing. So now, hey, he didn't protect a citizen of another country during an interrogation that happened in Turkey. Okay. What's that got to do with us? But here's them discussing it.
First of all, this is not a Freedom Agenda administration. That's one thing that's been made clear by President Trump's muddled and money-driven response to the apparent killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Now, Trump reached for rationalization as evidence against Saudi Arabia piled up. And then he said this.
I don't like the concept of stopping an investment of $110 billion into the United States. Because you know what they're going to do? They're going to take that money and spend it in Russia or China or someplace else.
Now, forget for a minute the cost-benefit analysis he's doing with a man's life. The number alone is worth scrutiny. So when Trump first mentioned this military deal back in May of 17, it was $380 billion. The military component? $110 billion. The Brookings Institution immediately called it fake news, and here's why. They're mostly memorandums of intent. Six items actually made it to Congress, adding up to $28 billion. And all but one dated from the Obama administration. So when you look at the arms sales actually considered by Congress, that number drops to about $14 billion. And even if these promises do convert to cold hard cash, their payments are scheduled far into the future. So no wonder the Washington Post calls it a wish list. So what about Trump's claim that Russia or China will do the deals if we don't? According to Brookings, it would take decades for the Saudis to transition their hardware. So that's not really an issue. The real concern is Trump's cozy personal, political, and financial relationship with the Saudi royals. Now, the U.S.-Saudi alliance stretches back decades and held fast even when their policies run counter to American values and interests. But Team Trump bet even bigger on the kingdom. His first foreign trip was to Saudi Arabia, and they rolled out the red carpet, as well as this creepy orb. Trump more than returned the favor, though, telling the Saudis he'd take a more hands-off approach.
We are not here to lecture. We are not here to tell other people how to live, what to do, who to be.
Behold the Trump doctrine, folks. He may call it sovereignty, but it's seen by dictators as a big green light. Do business with the U.S., and you can do what you want with human rights. We don't even have an ambassador. Trump outsourced that job to his son-in-law, who the crown prince reportedly bragged was in his pocket. The ties are financial as well. According to PolitiFact, the Saudis spent more than $250,000 and counting at the Trump Hotel in Washington. And Trump properties in New York and Chicago have beat downward trends with Saudi business, according to the Washington Post. So when Trump said Khashoggi may have been done in by rogue killers, it certainly seemed like he was trying to give the crown prince an out. All the more embarrassing that, according to CNN's reporting, the Saudis seemed to be ready to admit that the journalist was killed in an interrogation gone wrong. But we'll see if the president's promise of severe punishment is to come. But it's worth asking why a hugely inflated Saudi arms deal is worth selling out America's moral authority.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Now, I could talk about this and go into the Khashoggi part, but I want to go into this and just explain to you how off base this guy is. It is so rife with crazy. Okay, so the first thing he says is the Trump agenda is not a freedom agenda administration. So we're supposed to be caught up on freedom of others. Trump is trying to free the American people, and he's saying, why aren't you dealing with this Saudi citizen who got killed in Turkey or wherever? Because it's not us. What has Trump done when an American's involved? He gets involved. But they expect him to get involved no matter what. And I love what he says. I don't like stopping an investment. Donald Trump says this. That's a pragmatic look at a lot of different things. That's like saying, Nike, let's put it in the left's terms. Nike makes, you know, shoes using child labor in Malaysia or somewhere. And the left go, yeah, but look at what they did for Kaepernick. But if Trump says, look, we have a trading partner here, and I'm going to look at this pragmatically. Yes, I understand that the world may view this a particular way, but if we're going to make decisions based on this, we're fools. And he's exactly right. But I love how he put this part. He says, it's bad enough that Trump is doing a cost-benefit analysis of a man's life. So he's saying a non-citizen of the United States who's killed for whatever reasons by another country, we're supposed to now go, well, we can't do business with you because you killed somebody. I would ask you, who could we do business with? I'm just being honest. Who? Because let me tell you, every government on this earth is doing something to somebody that we don't agree with. So they're trying to back Trump into a corner to say, you know, look, if this is going to be your approach, then, you know, you're a terrible person. And then anytime Trump gets into a deal, they're going to go, oh, well, you know that they did this. There's a violation of human rights. It's always a violation of human rights somewhere. They, quite frankly, who would want to do business with the United States given what the UN and our leftists, the traitors inside of this country, constantly say about us? Who would want to do business with us? Let me answer that question for you. The entire world. Because the entire world realizes that no matter what atrocities that America creates in terms of, you know, regime change, colonialization, and I'll get to that in just a second because he touches on that. The fact of the matter is, they want access to you and me. They want access to our markets. They don't seem to care about our racism and our misogyny and all the other things that we seem to have in this country. He goes on. WAPO calls it a wish list. This, because Trump has said of the military part of that deal, the $350 billion, 110 of it is military, and he says he waters down the 240, which is non-military, and he only takes the 110. And he says WAPO calls it a wish list. Brookings knows what it will take. The Brookings Institute knows what it's going to take for the Saudis to convert in order to be able to use our military weaponry. No, they don't. That's just a blatant lie. The Brookings Institute, to some degree, I respect their work, but they can't tell you, oh, here's why the Saudis aren't going to do it. And then they say, and it stretches out over many years. Oh, and by the way, it was all Barack Obama stuff. Let me tell you, Barack Obama negotiated a similar deal with the Saudis. It was much less. It was in the $200 billion range. They didn't give it nearly the scrutiny that they're giving Donald Trump's $350 billion. Now, I ask you this. Who do you think is more likely to get the Saudis to actually live up to an agreement? Barack Obama or Donald Trump? I'll leave you to ponder that. But I love this other thing he says. You know, policies that run counter to American interest. That's it. He alluded to that. That, you know, what are we, what's Trump going to do with policies? And that's what I was talking about earlier. He wants to back him into a corner to make sure that Donald Trump can't go do these deals. Ergo, the American economy goes to crap. And he says Donald Trump's taking a hands-off approach when Trump makes the comment, look, we're not going to tell you how to govern. You do that on your own. The world can make its decision on what it wants to do. The UN, for example, many people, including the United States, pulled out of a big meeting that the Saudi Arabian government was going to have because of this. So the world is beginning to speak. But Donald Trump's saying, I'm not going to tell you how to be. We'll act accordingly, and we'll make our decisions. And being that we are the number one world economy and the biggest, you know, swinging, you know what, in the military realm, we'll make our determinations. But I love the last part where he talks about how much money the Saudis have spent at Trump hotels. So when the Saudis come to America, what do they want them to do? Where do they want them to stay? At bed and breakfasts? At Airbnbs? Where do they think they're going to stay? I was being booked on Fox. They said, Kevin, we can't put you at the hotel we normally put you at because the Prince of Saudi booked the entire hotel. It was not a Trump property. You think they're going to analyze that? No, because they're disingenuous.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm amazed at how much time the left spends on nonsense. And this deal with Jamal Khashoggi is exactly that. The left are more concerned with the death of a foreigner than they are with getting to the bottom of Benghazi. I mean, I don't know how to put it any more clear than that. They're more concerned with the death of a foreigner than they are with the death of Kate Steinle, killed by illegal. The girl, I forget her name now, because you know what? That's how easy it is to forget. The young white girl that was killed, she was jogging and the illegal hit on her, and she says, "Leave me alone, or I'm going to report you," or whatever, and he kills her. They don't care about her. I don't remember her name, and you know, I'm not paid to remember her name per se. But I mean, you would think I would do it because I want to bring it up. I'm bringing it up now. I've forgotten her because we've been trained to forget. But no, now we got to hear about Jamal Khashoggi, and they're doing an analysis of him. I just played a clip of the guy from CNN saying, "Oh, Donald Trump doesn't want to address a guy who's not even a citizen of the United States. Sure, his residence is in Virginia, but he wasn't a citizen of the United States. And here's what's interesting. And this is an article. They said, why is Khashoggi being made the defining issue of U.S. foreign policy? And the guy says, he's not even a lover of liberty, despite his criticism of Saudi Arabia's despotic regime. In fact, he previously served that regime as a mouthpiece for, an advisor to, the alleged al-Qaeda-tied Saudi intelligence leader, Turki bin Faisal. Khashoggi mourned the death of Osama bin Laden, with whom Khashoggi had been granted unusual levels of access for numerous interviews. He was an ardent proponent of political Islam and defender of the Muslim Brotherhood. I give you Jamal Khashoggi. I give you the poster child of the left, the person that they hope will turn the tide in the election against Donald Trump because he's not for human rights. Let me explain something to you, leftists. Make America Great Again and America First does not involve Jamal Khashoggi. They says, the guy goes on, yeah, Khashoggi's been fawned over, romanticized as a freedom-fighting dissident by the media whose presumed grisly murder at the hands of the Saudis is being raised as an action worthy of blowing up the entire U.S. Middle East policy. I alluded to this earlier. They don't want Donald Trump to be able to do any business with anybody, and all they want to do is be able to tie to one person that somebody's harmed. How could you do business with Putin? He targets the media. Many people would say the same thing about Barack Obama. America in general. It goes on. Surely our media and political establishment are not blind to the brutality and censorship that characterizes the regimes of the Islamic world, whether in Riyadh, Ankara, or Tehran. So what makes the Khashoggi affair different? To raise these issues is not to condone Khashoggi's alleged gory assassination at the hands of his supposed Saudi captors. And they said, he goes on to write this, notwithstanding that the paltry evidence to date has come from characteristically sketchy, unnamed Turkish sources, if Mohammed bin Salman's regime did execute this grisly murder, risking all the capital it had accrued in the West to send a message to its political opposition, it should have to deal with the consequences, and it will. Donald Trump is a pragmatist. He'll say, look, we want to deal with you guys, but you can't be executing people grisly like this. You know, there's got to be some sort of rule. Again, the United States will get the opportunity to lay down the law, as it were, and say, guys, if you're going to deal with us, you can't be doing this. What do you think is going on with his negotiation with Iran? President Trump is saying, look, I'll deal with you, but you're not going to be exporting terror. You're not going to be getting free money from us. You're not going to be able to oppress your people and not allow for some sort of a process that allows them to be heard. The world is going to change. And for the record, the world has changed more in the last 2 years than it changed in the last four decades in a positive way. People are now looking at the Trump doctrine in multiple ways and saying this is the way to go. They're less afraid of multiculturalism. The stigma attached to saying, oh, you don't have diversity. A stigma, by the way, that no African countries, no Middle Eastern countries, no Muslim-oriented, heavily Muslim countries have ever been held to task over. None. In the history of leftism, have you heard them call them to task? Where are all the white people? Where are all the Christians? Where are all the Latinos? Where's your diversity? None of that. Where's your tolerance? Why are you treating women so bad? Why is there a disparity between what a woman works and what has nobody ever said of Saudi Arabia or Yemen or any of these other countries? Because the left doesn't care about that with them. They only care about it with people who are civilized, who are willing to at least entertain the debate. And we say, well, Kevin, we want to be able to hear other views and things. Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, I'm willing to hear your view, but you're going to hold the world to the same standard. Right now, what they got? Oh, this caravan's moving across the country, moving across the world, and it's trying to get to the United States. Said nobody ever in Honduras. Oh, my gosh, those Americans are coming to invade us. What are we going to do to protect our border? You get what I'm saying? Mexico. You will never hear, oh my gosh, the invasion from those northern white folks and those black folks and the people of non-brown color coming into Mexico from the United States. Oh, I know they made that movie where the United States was going to freeze and we had to move south of the equator, you know, south of the border, so we could all be safe, and we were making this mass, you know, exodus into Mexico. That's how bad Hollywood wants it to be, is they have to fake it. Because they want to show you, look, one of these days you may need Mexico when that frost hits, because Al Gore says it's coming because of global climate change. And then what are you white people going to do? I don't know, but I don't think it will involve Mexico. And I'm not white, by the way. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, and I happen to be an American of the black persuasion. I just think it's so funny that nobody cares about the backstory of Jamal Khashoggi. Yeah. He's a guy who was killed grisly, so Trump's got to deal with it. He's not an American citizen, so what? We're better than that. As Barack Obama would say, that's not who we are. That's not what we represent. That's not who we are. But what are we? What would Barack Obama be doing? Anybody want to pose that just as a thought exercise? What would Barack Obama be doing right now if this same thing were on his plate? Not much, because he had Russians that were killed. Supposedly Putin gave ricin to some dude or whatever. What did Barack Obama do? He sat down with Medvedev and said, you know, I'll have more flexibility after the election. We'll talk then. So, Saudi Arabia serves as the Islamic world linchpin. And they say that the entire county jihadist Iran containment agenda hinges on the case of an alleged murder of an Islamist Saudi dissident caught in the crosshairs of an internecine war between the Saudis and their allies on one hand and Turkey, Qatar, Iran, Muslim Brotherhood, Axis on the other. Why isn't our media and political establishment framing the issue as such? Because that's what it is. This is a battle between the Saudis and their allies and the Turkish people. And I mentioned Turkish, Qatar, Iran, and Muslim Brotherhood on the other. But they're not framing it that way. Because if you frame it that way, you would go, I side with the Saudis on this one. Now look, I don't have a dog in the fight. As an American citizen, I leave it to the experts. I leave it to the Boltons of the world and others. I have a buddy. I met him in Paris. Smart guy on these types of issues, and I would probably should have him on the show so he could do an analysis of this. But I'll tell you this, given that scenario, the way somebody framed it and explained who Jamal Khashoggi really is, no offense, I don't really care about the guy. Oh, Kevin, you're heartless. Yeah, sometimes I am. Sometimes I am. You attack one of my kids, watch how heartless I can be. See, calling me heartless, making me feel heartless, is not going to do a thing to me. I have that side of me that is absolutely heartless. And I don't care about Jamal Khashoggi. There you go. Other people can say they do. But I would tell you, ask these people, really and truly, do you care? And the answer is no. They care about it because it can give a political black eye to Donald Trump, they hope. When in fact, it's not even a paper cut. Donald Trump doesn't have to care about this guy. He's going to move ahead with the America First, Make America Great Again agenda, and it's not going to be interrupted because of the death of some dissident.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.